This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, can I just say blanket statement?
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same if you steal them.
Yeah. The modern version, not with your grandma sitting at home making you chicken nuggets version of The Price is Right, Get Wrecked style.
This is chaotic.
But it's Fox Fur.
You were right, I was pissed.
And we are doing an episode about fashion.
Chain, mesh, dollar sign. I don't talk to losers.
I truly believe gays don't do math.
Oh, nuggets. Wait, this is like science.
That sounds like an excuse, though.
But I do, in other aspects of life, believe in you.
Okay, that was super confusing logic, but I agree with what you're saying.
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wrecked people.
We're back.
Oh, no. No, no, to all of our new and returning players, welcome to Get Wrecked. This is the game show podcast where we make our lives worse so yours could get better. I'm
stressed. Can y'all feel this panic?
Eric just started the show.
I did. I don't wait for anyone. My name is Eric, and every week we embarrass our, what is it? Wait, hold up. And every week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different contestants and embarrass.
Do you mean to spoon feed the
cheese? To answer society's, turns out I wasn't even ready. I got myself fucking all hyped up and I wasn't even fucking ready. To answer some of society's most ratchet burning questions.
Mm-hmm.
For the first few minutes, we are going to not do any of the shit that we usually do, bitch. Psych. Because we're on the second week of our re-releases. That's right. Once again, this is a two episode character development arc where me and Courtney show you two of our favorite episodes we've done over the past couple of seasons. Before next week's brand new real live episode. Here we fucking go.
Like, what is just like things that just like, it was definitely childhood trauma that it pisses you off so much.
Well, mine is probably one of the only things that just, I can go on a rant about it for like hours. It is, I think, sometimes even more subtle than microaggressive racism is microaggressive misogyny, and it's everywhere. It feels like it's everywhere I look. Everywhere I look. I just went on an Instagram rant about this like 2 days ago where I was like, the amount of hypocrisy and misogyny that's just like present in the entertainment industry. Okay, I'm not going to talk about this person by name. I will defend Doja Cat by name, but I'm not going to disparage this other person by name because, you know, they're in the industry. But if you know what I'm if you heard Doja Cat's name, you know what I'm talking about. This woman texted someone who will be 18 in 2 months, a grown-ass man, a grown adult, with more media training than most people will get in their entire lives. More media training than anyone has gotten. An entire one of the biggest networks in the world, a PR team the size of like a small business, only working for him, and he made a really bad media decision and invaded someone's privacy, and people blamed her for putting herself in the situation. And it makes me, it's like the internet, so now I'll go on the internet and I can't escape it, and it's only because I keep responding to things on Twitter.
I was going to say, that's so interesting to me. I haven't seen, I think it's just because of who I follow and what is on my page. I haven't seen much commentary that goes in the defense of the other person.
It's everything that I see. Only thing that I see is, well, why was she texting? Why was she texting that like child? I'm like, that's not a child. He was a child when you first saw him when he was 12, 6 years ago. That is a grown-ass man. And these grown-ass men are getting away with anything they want. I know. Anything they want. I literally don't think I've seen a single real, like, actual full-throated criticism of the fact that he just completely invaded this person's
privacy.
See, that's
privacy. So great. That's the only thing I've seen. We've talked about this in the past. I do have a double-sided opinion on the issue that I think it also drives me insane how people in Hollywood, in any other industry, you don't have children working as professionals. So that will always make me feel sick, like the way, like, I don't know, this is something that people talk about all the time, the fact that, like, Drake was texting Millie Bobby Brown when she was 16.
It's that, like, was the other thing.
It's like, it drives me crazy the amount of, like, I would not be talking to somebody who was younger than me when I was that age. I would not be talking to somebody who was older than me. My mom would have beat my ass. But I think that is just it's a sewn in industry problem, mm-hmm. that it's like, that is just a separate issue. But then simultaneously, this is just like an invasion of privacy. To me, that becomes a social media issue too.
It's also like that is just not mind. It's like a crazy hive mind mentality. Also, it's just the phenomenon of celebrities and the phenomenon of being a celebrity and young, because they're both celebrities. They're 7 years apart in age. Also, like, I think the other crazy thing about, like, because I thought about, as soon as I thought about this Doja Cat situation, I thought about Millie Bobby Brown and Drake, and I was like, people are probably gonna make the same thing. First of all, Millie Bobby Brown was 15 years old. And Drake was trying to have sex with that kid. She was trying to have sex with that kid. He was flirting. He was trying to be her mentor.
This is why I will not let my kids be in the industry in general. Like, I'm so, literally so grateful that my parents decided to ruin my life, as I thought when I was a kid. They're like, we're not even going to worry about, you're just not going to do it. You're just not going to do it because you are going to get yourself into adult's business.
My biggest issue is that was a grown-ass man. If he was 16 or 15, I'd be like, okay. Also, no one complained about this 18-year-old when they posted the pictures first. When he posted this picture, everyone laughed. They only turned on Doja Cat when she complained about her privacy being violated. And then they turned on her. And I was like, okay, that's simply just misogyny. At that point, the double standard is there.
Again, which is why it freaks me out, because it immediately becomes a fan-based thing. Everything is put on our phones. Mm-hmm. And it makes me scared for what the next 10 years are going to look like, that it is so accepted by the younger group, the younger generation. Because they
they're ruthless.
They literally don't know life without that thing.
I'm sure Doja Cat didn't even consider for a second that private conversation wouldn't be private. And I'm sure that's the very first thing he thought about when he saw it. He's like, oh, my 25 million followers would love this. But I'm super excited to give Courtney the mic, because this is the second week, and this week is her favorite episode. And I'm excited to hear what it's going to be, because she hasn't told me yet. What's it going to be?
So I actually don't have a favorite, because I tried to narrow it down to so many different episodes, and I couldn't do it. And don't get me wrong, there is like a top five, you know what I mean? Like, some people fell short. But this is basically, I'm going to Russian roulette and just... I'm like...
Wait, okay, you're literally picking now?
No, I just, it's between, it's now it's narrowed down to three, but I think I know which one I want to do.
Oh my God.
I literally couldn't pick. But because you picked one from season one, that helped me decide, because I want to pick one from season two. And so I really want to do season two, episode 12. Well, it has a fake name. It's Fox Faux, but it's spelled.
Oh my God. Wrong. The price is
right,
baby.
Clothing. And I'm picking that episode because what we thought was going to be a very even and normal battle, because all four of our guests said, yeah, we sometimes shop. Yeah. We've heard of some of these brands. I guess I'll be able to figure it out. Turned into my team, knowing every question so well. Clinical issues. It wasn't cheating. They just lied to me. Yeah. They just lied to me because they were ashamed about how much they shop until they were live on air, and their shopping instincts came out. And they knew prices better than what we came up with. before yeah. our show.
The math that they were psychotic. Doing based on just their memory was better than the research that I was able to do looking at the websites. Yep. So I
had they wrecked themselves by showing how embarrassing.
Yeah. They didn't even see it coming.
No. It's
pulled by their subconscious. Well, I'm pumped for this episode. I'm excited to see what the fuck we can do. This is a very fun one. And anything else? Any final words, Courtney Bell?
Any final words? No, you guys are going to laugh. It's so funny. And I'm ready to get started with new episodes next week.
Yay! Season 2, part 2 coming next week. And for now, enjoy this episode. See y'all later.
See ya. Bye. Bye.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we have brought in our beautiful guests, and we are going to play this game. But before we do, we will introduce you guys to each other, to the audience, and we will tell you guys what game you're playing.
That's right.
We are going to start with Team Coco. We have lost the last couple of weeks, and that is some shit.
I will say
a few.
Dare I say several? Dare I say
season many? One? Coco crushed. Season 2.
Wow.
Coco has been
living in the past.
Lame.
Living in the past.
We need to fix this today. No, it will. So Team Coco, who am I seeing first? Sarah, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from and tell us your worst shopping experience.
I don't have bad ones.
Wow. That is it. That's what I needed for my team.
No, I never have shopping remorse.
Don't ever
my name is
that.
Sarah. I'm from Los Angeles, and I really just have never had a bad shopping experience because I'm really nice to the everyone that works there, and I have a credit card.
Okay. We are starting off right.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't accept this. I don't accept this answer.
No, I do.
I have a follow-up then. That was too short. I have a follow-up. Then if you have never had any bad shopping experience, what is your worst fashion nightmare experience? Have you ever had any bad fashion moments?
I mean, I worked in retail. So, I've had bad shopping experiences, on the opposite side of just having, nightmare customers or, people coming into the store and needing, 100 things and me being like, well, we don't have it. And they're like, well, what? Can you order it for me? Can you, look in the back? I'm like, no. I am the back.
I am the back.
So I think that's why when I shop now, I'm like, no, whatever you need, it's on your time. And then I get everything I want.
Oh, I see. The magic.
That makes
that's
sense.
The trick.
Yeah.
When they like you. When they like you. That's
or just
the trick.
Be just good human.
Be likable.
Right.
Yeah, just be likable.
Crazy.
Just
be likable. Why is it so difficult for some?
No one seems to like me, and I don't know why. I don't understand. Team Eric, we're popping up to you. Let's start with our veteran.
The
Allison.
Person who betrayed me.
Oh.
Apparently you've lost a couple.
Exactly. Gotta get out of there. Gotta jump ship.
I'm like, you're right. I'm so sorry. I did you wrong.
It's true. She's come over to the dark side. So once again, your name, where you're from, and your worst shopping experience, my lady.
My name. Oh, great. Thank you. My name is Allison. I jumped the gun. I am from Colorado, and my worst, honestly, it's my own fault. I'm my own worst enemy. I do this thing where I hate shopping in person, so I online shop, but I get really stressed about sizes. So I order 2 sizes, and then I'm like, I'm just going to return one that doesn't fit. And then I never return it. So I'm just paying double, and I have double clothes everywhere.
That's my worst fear.
And I'm like a psychopath. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I so lazy to return them?
Allison, you simply can't be my team. That's like the that see, means and you, I, you've already
I'm so
lost
scared
the
of that.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That makes me really
I have to be in person.
That spooks me.
Oh,
also,
no, I hate it. Yeah.
Wait,
I
have so people to. Open up your closet and they just see clothes for two people.
Okay, it's not. I would like to make it clear to everything. Like, I'm not.
There's like a twin of everything.
I'm seeing double every of everything. Pair of, like, well, it is like, a retail store. Like,
I'm just slightly different. No, it's like, and then I start giving them away to my friends, which makes me a really good friend.
No, charge.
Right. Charge.
And my bank account hates me. I gotta figure out like a Poshmark or something. Anyway, well, I'm my own worst enemy in shopping.
Yeah, that's rough.
Good to know.
Allison has a slightly larger twin that she hides in her closet and occasionally
everywhere. My biggest secret, yes.
Yeah. We are gonna jump back to Team Coco, and I would like to introduce our other veteran player. Christy, well, I said your name. Never mind. That's not her name. What's your name? Where are you from?
What's your name? Unknown veteran.
Okay, so my name is Christy. Wow. I'm from New York.
Wow.
I'm from New York. I guess my worst shopping experience would probably have been like, it was like a Black Friday shopping moment that I went to in high school. And I was like totally stealing from like every place. And but the problem was Claire's was like, I don't know, decided to like take it out on me for some reason and like caught me and like made me take all the shit out of my bag and like give it back to them. And I was like, you couldn't just let me get away with it. And then, of course, I was like embarrassed. So I like ruined the rest of my day. So
that's
what
players.
It ends, and there's no jail time, and you know the police work.
This worries
called.
Me, Christy, because if you're stealing, you don't know how much things cost.
I worked at TJ Maxx. I Very worked at real. Bath and Body Works.
Look, I
know what
like,
they cost. That's
I
why
like
I stole
stealers.
From a corporation.
I like stealers on my team. Stealers understand what can and cannot be stolen, and that that means that you understand cost of things. I think
I like that you're calling us stealers instead of thieves.
instead
like
of
we're
criminals.
Too much positive reinforcement here.
You know, I don't steal mastermind. That often. Any, I don't steal anymore. Let's just blanket statement.
Oh, I do.
I have a good career. Okay. Oh, yep, good. Same. Then me too. So I'm just admitting things.
Don't worry. I'm just talking about it. Things. I'm making up for everyone's stealing. Okay, cool. Paying double.
That's why we don't feel bad about it. Because that's
We all don't feel bad.
He said, okay, well, same. I do too.
Great. Now we're all friends.
Us and our thousands of friends listening to this.
Hi, friends.
Okay, bringing it back to Team Eric, our final contestant of the day. Your name, where you're from, and your worst shopping experience.
Hi. My Sorry. My name is Serville, and I'm originally from the beautiful islands of the Philippines. Worst shopping experience. I should have had time to think about this, right?
You were just shocked by the thieves.
I went, so I was looking for this specific pair of shoes, and I went running, and then the store was there, so I went, and it's like low-key high-end, so they were like, oh, do you want to try these? When I removed my shoes, the socks had holes. Oh. And the way she looked at me, it was like, are you sure you're in here? Like, are you sure this is the right store, bitch? And
no.
But with a smile.
Not a whole pinky toe sticking out.
You need a Pretty Woman moment where you go back and you're like, Big mistake.
But
you're wearing normal
Big.
Socks.
Huge. Yeah, but it was in DC. So I was like, fuck, I can't go back and give her that moment. But it's okay. At least I can use it for interviews like this. Interviews.
We are interviewing.
This is actually going on his LinkedIn.
You're being
for moments.
This is
like
going
this.
On your LinkedIn.
Like you didn't get the job.
We're trying to see if you guys want jobs in retail. We're setting you all up. That's actually what it is.
It is a setup. 100% a setup. Guys, these teams are strong. These teams are thieves and criminals.
Stealers.
And they have holes in their socks. And
the Pittsburgh
I'm a
stealers.
Stealer.
I'm a stealer. We're all stealers here.
But never from small businesses.
But never from small businesses.
Correct. Corporations.
Those people are mean.
Corporations only.
That's fucked up. Yeah. I'm happy we all agree.
Big business.
Well, we've all bonded over the things that it seems like we all get along with. But now I need you guys to remember that you fucking hate each other. You're on different teams and you're playing a game. And this is the game that you're playing today. Okay? Fashion is fashion. It does not matter if you are buying from Gucci or the sensational Target. If there is one thing a good shopper knows, it is how to save that goddamn money. Even if you don't even know where you're shopping, the smarter shopper will figure out the best way to blow their money responsibly. Allison, I don't know. So today,
I feel like I'm gonna let Eric down.
Courtney, to be on the leave my team alone, Allison. I'll protect you from this.
No, she's going down.
Just divide it by two.
Eric and I are going to test today. Do these shoppers, aka the four of you, really know how to shop? Eric is going to give you guys the rules, and then we're gonna play the game.
That's right, BB. Okay, the Team Eric and Team Coco, you're going to play a series of different mini games to test your knowledge on how to save money at different varying types of clothing brands. Whichever team gets the most points by the end of the game wins. Easy peasy lemon fucking squeezy. Are you ready to start?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Amazing.
I feel like I'm in a training session again.
Yeah. Eric, the stakes are just as fucking high. And Team Eric, we're going to take the lead and we're going to go ahead and start us the fuck off.
I don't think so.
So, game one. The first game that we are playing, it is called Pick Me. Okay. We went out to the bars one too many times this month. And may have gone just a little bit over budget. But that doesn't mean that we went too over budget to shop. We may just need to, you know, spend some time in the sales section. Therefore, we are going to play a game called Pick Me. We're going to give your team two clothing items to pick from, and your team has to decide which item is cheaper than the other or if they are the exact same price. All right? So, Team Eric, you have the
Allison looks so frightened.
you're fucking spooked.
Terrified.
And I need you to pull it together. I need you to pull it together, Allison. Suck it up. Suck it up.
I can do this.
It's a horror film. Team Eric, I'm going to give you a second to decide amongst yourself whether or not you would like to go at, behind door number one or door number two. One of them is either you're gonna have to pick one of them or the other, and whichever one you pick, the other team will get saddled with the other option. So, which one are you thinking, folks? Door number one or door number two?
There is a wrong answer. Just
what's your thoughts?
I think our lucky number is number two because you
buy
things.
I was gonna say
two.
Cute.
Because you guys are number two.
Oh my God, right?
That's, okay. Yes. Listen.
As Sarah
listen.
Said.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shut your mouth.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I just speak the truth, you guys. So I'm here.
My fear is gone. It's turned to competitive.
Yes!
Team Air, here's what's up. Here are your two items behind door number two. Aritzia Wilford ankle length dress, 30% off. Or Free People Abby dress, 48% off. Which one of these is cheaper? Or are they the same price? Think.
Okay, I was gonna say Free People was more expensive, but the 48% off feels really specific. What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
That's it.
I did think that, I went to one recently. They never really have that much of a sale, but I think Aritzia is going to be more expensive a little bit because it's like a full dress, I think. Did you say full dress?
They are both
ankle length.
They are both the same length of dress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we ask what the material
is? The fabric?
Like, can you use it in a sentence?
Fair question, unfortunately. No.
No.
Okay.
No, you can't.
I feel like... okay, what are your thoughts? You think Aritzia was more expensive?
Yeah, ish. But like, I'm willing to listen to you.
I'm willing to listen. No searching, no Googling, no typing,
okay,
nothing.
Okay. Free People, I never thought I could afford Free People, so that's why I'm like so shook, but maybe it's gone downhill since then. So I wanted to say the Sorry same because of the, I don't know, I know, I, you know what, I trust your gut.
10 seconds.
This is chaotic.
Okay, I just want to say I have never gone to Free People because I never thought this stuff was cute, but
okay. Yeah. Oh no, that's... I think we should say the same, but I feel like I'm leading us wrong.
It's okay, let's go for it.
Okay, we're gonna make the decision. It's the same.
You're saying that it's the same price.
Yeah.
The correct answer for this pair, the Aritzia was cheaper, baby.
Yes.
The Aritzia was $95 to the Free People's $129.
My teammates are nodding like, yes.
I knew it.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, Christy and I steal that shit. You know, we know how much it costs.
We know how much it costs.
We're moving on to Team Coco, so let's see what you guys got.
All right.
Let's go.
Team Coco, are you guys ready? We are giving you guys door number one. Here we go. Which item is cheaper, or do you guys think they are the same price? ASOS Supreme Square Toe Sock Boots in Lime. 30.
I saw these the other day.
Yes,
Chrissy.
But they're 30% off.
Okay.
Or Shein Fox Patent Leather Zip Bow.
Oh my god.
Fox,
Courtney.
Fox fur.
Courtney,
because I only use real leather, okay? Faux patent leather zip-up block heel booties, 27% off. Which one is cheaper?
Okay, can I just say blanket statement?
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same if you steal them.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you steal from Correct. How do you steal from Correct. An online source?
That one is a harder sell.
You say they never came. You say they never came in the mail.
Okay.
Ooh. And you yes. call the
no,
police.
No, I like these skills. That is a specific skill.
I dispute it with the Better Business Bureau.
Exactly. You call the Better Business Bureau and you get the FBI involved.
I report them.
You report them.
Okay. So Shein, we already know, is going to be super cheap.
Like $2. Shein, yes. It's Shein.
Yes. And Shein is always, and Shein is less expensive than ASOS.
Yes.
Yes. And the ASOS lime green sock booties, I know for a fact.
Are how much?
Are, well, because the ASOS design, like, prices for their boots, because it's just the ASOS instead of the other brands, are like right. 60 or less. The sock yes. booties are even cheaper than the, like, regular heels of the ASOS design is because of the material. So the sock booties, I feel,
this is
like,
incredible.
Are going to be...
Wait, this is, like, science.
This is, like, or
math.
I mean, yeah.
If
they're, like, what? You said they're even cheaper, so they're, like, 50.
Yeah.
So then 30% off is going to be,
30%
like...
30% off the sock booties are probably going to be, like, $35.
And anything on Shein is like under 40.
Yeah, and 27% off Shein is going to be like $15.
I'm like hard in Shein.
Shein's going to be cheaper.
Yes. But it's fox fur.
But guys, it's fox.
That is the name of the
it's
episode. That is the name of this episode.
But guys, it's fox fur.
It's fox fur leather.
I would be really embarrassed if I locked in Shein and the ASOS ones were.
No,
cheaper.
I said blind confidence. Right? Blind confidence.
Blind confidence. You are like, okay. I'm with you.
Shein is the answer.
Shein is cheaper. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right. You know what the fucking answer is. You got it right.
Yeah.
When you guys broke that down, that was so sexy. You guys said $35 and it was $39. The ASOS was $39. That was insane.
It wasn't.
You guys, I know we're gonna my come back. ASOS. I we're know my back. ASOS.
She said I've seen those boots.
To 1 point. Are you kidding me? Oh, okay, ooh. This is great. I'm having a great time.
This is a bummer. I'm having a great time.
No, honestly,
I'm having a great time.
You're gonna come back from this.
No. My team is gonna scare the for shit sure. out of you.
I believe in us. I believe in this. Okay, Team Eric, we're moving on to the next game. All right. Game two. This one is called Mix and Match. Just like that.
Period.
Fast fashion is the future.
Okay. Oh, ouch.
And there is no better way to sell your soul than at home, late at night, with the lights off, burning your eyes with a glare from your phone, online shopping. You might be wondering how the hell you found yourself here, but now there is no turning back. You were invited to Harry Styles' all leather party and need a leather corset, pants, and boots all shipped tomorrow. Mix and match these three items from different stores to see if you can put together close to $200. Whichever team gets closer to $200 wins. So, your brands are for your corsets, Nordstrom, Shein, and Urban Outfitters. Your brands for your pants are Aritzia. It's all about you can't, nope, can't write shit down. You can't write it down. This is all from fast fashion memory. And right. You can ask us questions, we'll remind you, but anyway. Your pants brands are Aritzia, Pretty Little Thing, and Zara. And your boots brands are once again Nordstrom, Forever 21, and our queen, Target. So, mix and match. What are you gonna buy from which one? $200. Ready, set, shop. And if you need any reminders of which ones they are, we'll just tell you because we're nice.
Okay, so okay. I was just looking at, nuggets. The leather pants were, it was Zara.
Yeah, Zara, Aritzia, and Pretty Little Thing.
I was looking at Zara and Pretty Little Thing today. They're like 40 or 50. They're like 40 or 50, I think. Like 48, they're going to be around.
Yes.
Unless they're real leather. Wait, are they real leather? Are we allowed to ask that?
For which, no, which brand?
False leather. Tell you feather. Shit.
They're fox leather.
Fox leather.
So,
we're just selling corset, brands, folks.
I feel for sure it's gonna be Shein because I don't know if there's like any corset in Urban Outfitters. I haven't explored myself.
They have some good.
Put them on here if there was a corset.
Oh,
well, Nordstrom is for sure the most expensive. Okay. Sheen's gonna be the least. Urban's gonna be in the middle.
Yeah, no Nordstrom up in here, mama. Yeah.
No, but unless we have to get to 200 and we can afford
the
a little.
The closest more. To 200 correct. Wins.
Not cheap. But.
Okay.
So $50
so
pants.
So boots. Okay, so let's say the pants is like $50, is right?
Okay, they're $50. Right. From Pretty Little Things are like 48.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the boots. Nordstrom's are going to be super expensive.
Yeah. I got boots from Forever 21 for $30.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, and then what was the third one? That third. Oh, Target. Queen.
Target. Our queen.
Target. I'm so sorry.
Oh, can you swear here?
Oh, swear, yeah. Right? Are you fucking crazy?
I think that the boots from Target are going to be between 20 and 40, so I don't know. I actually haven't bought boots.
Are they like probably going to be like 60-ish, 70-ish? Like thigh-high boots? Or like regular boots?
They could probably be booties.
With like
30 seconds, friends.
Oh my god.
Okay, so
let's do Zara, or wait, Pretty Little Thing pants, 50. And then we can do a corset top for about 60 at Urban, which is gonna be 130. So we can do Nordstrom booties because we need 150. No wait, my math.
No babies. We just need 70. So we're gonna go with Target, right? Oh no,
but
not Target.
I don't think Target's 70.
Forever 20. Forever.
But that's only 30.
No, mine was on sale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's probably gonna be like 50-ish, 60-ish. I don't know. Forever 21 is dead.
Less than 15. I have lost.
No, I think Forever's cheaper than that. Oh no.
Okay, so let's lock it in.
Let's do Target, Pretty Little Thing, Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. And
we could do Zara if we wanted a little pricier. Let's do Zara.
Okay.
Zara, okay. Target, and then
the other corset. Urban?
Yeah, Urban you just have to figure out a corset.
Urban. Urban.
Nordstrom, Shein, and Urban Outfitters. Yeah.
Let's do Urban.
Urban Outfitters for the corset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Zara for the pants. And Target for the boots. Did we say Target? We did say
You did say Target. Yeah. We are not going to give you your totals until the other team has finished their answer. And then we will let you know which team is going to receive points for this round. All right.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
I have a question. Read.
What's
up? It can't go over 200.
It can't go over 200.
It's the closest without... Okay.
Without going over. Mm-hmm. All right. So once again, Team Coco.
Leather party.
Leather party.
Harry Styles.
We are doing leather. Harry Styles leather party. Okay. Completely erase from your brain what Team Eric picked. This is all your
mind. I honestly wasn't listening. So
me neither.
Perfect. Perfect. So we are looking at corsets from Nordstrom, Shein, and Urban Outfitters. Pants from Aritzia, Pretty Little Thing, and Zara. Boots from Nordstrom, Forever 21, and Target. 2 minutes.
Put together an outfit for $200.
$200 okay. Or less. Close to $200 as you can.
Okay. Okay.
I what feel for the corset. Mm-hmm. No, you said Nordstrom, Urban.
Nordstrom, and Urban, Shein. And Shein.
Okay, it's gonna be Urban or Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Urban, I worked there.
Ooh.
I did work there, so that does give me an upper hand.
Okay. So what price range is that gonna be?
I feel like Urban stuff is usually like 50. Of course it's probably gonna be more.
Yeah, but I feel like that Nordstrom, would be like 90, too expensive.
I don't think so, because they have the like knockoff like kid like tween section like in the upstairs.
Is the corset that they're picking in the tween upstairs, we got to think like them.
Okay, well, what do you think for shoes? Because I feel like leather shoes, like the shoes are gonna be the cheapest.
Yeah, and I feel like Target leather booties, $50.
Yes, done. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Target shoes, check.
Yeah.
And then, okay, well, what were the pants? Sorry.
Your leather pants was Pretty Little Aritzia. Thing.
Pretty I'm, Little Thing yeah. and Zara.
Okay. I'm saying pretty, Zara because okay. it's going to be the like most in the middle. Aritzia is going to be too expensive. Like yeah. So then we could then 70. Have more money for the corset.
So like 50, 70, so that's 120. So then we have $80 for a corset.
Yeah, which I think is easy, like an easy spend at Nordstrom.
Okay.
Because I think Urban would be under. I think Urban would be like 60.
15 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
I'm worried that they,
I'm going to shit my pants. I'm going.
We only have boots on the board folks. You must come up with two more.
We have boots. No, we have pants from.
We have pants from Zara.
Zara.
Pants from Zara. Boots from Target, and then lock it in corset from Nordstrom.
All right.
Right? Yeah, I feel confident with that. I feel confident with that.
I'm with you. I feel like yeah.
Let's do that math.
Or just yeah.
Oh my gosh,
I feel like Urban will be cheaper. I feel like we're gonna end up in like the 190.
Okay, 190 range. Okay.
All right, folks. For this question, first of all, let me go through all of them.
I don't know what you guys picked.
Let me go through all the prices because this is gonna be funny.
Wait,
so,
what was the difference?
The Nordstrom corset, $89. Okay. The Shein corset, $9.
Yeah.
The Urban Outfitters corset. $59.
I said 60.
Oh, look, we all know Urban.
Carry it. Okay.
The Aritzia pants, $148.
Yeah, knew it, too
the
much.
The Pretty Little Thing pants, like $45.
I said 40.
The Zara pants, $50.
Middle, okay. In the middle.
Okay. Oh, wait, we didn't go, okay. We did 50.
That's a little
we did
low. Started.
Yeah.
The Nordstrom boots, $169. The Forever 21 boots, $22.
Oh,
the Target.
I knew they were gonna be 20.
The Target boots, $43.
Oh my God, Christy, okay. Yes.
Our totals, our totals. Team Eric's total after choosing a $59 corset, a $50 pant, and a $43 boot is $152 total. We're Team Coco, your total after choosing a $43 boot, a $50 pant, and an $89 corset was $189.
I literally said 190.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love and that.
And you know what? Team Eric, it is okay. You do have a second chance to prove yourself and or lose again. Because now we have
a second round.
My back has never hurt worse, and we are going to keep going.
But wait, everyone, give us one second.
I would like to argue.
Go ahead.
I think our math was just off because we've said all of the
numbers. That sounds like an excuse, though.
I think I'm the problem.
Sounds like you should have kept track of the math.
I'm so sad.
Sounds like Christy and I are really good at math.
Yo, Sarah, we're like in sync right now.
Yeah,
like, this is great.
You all are in sync. We are very, 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 very proud.
Is there still a way for us to win?
Say that again.
Is there still a way for us to win?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Oh, period. Then let's go for it.
So.
Then let's go.
You guys, we are going to take a quick little. I feel like we are actually on Price is Right. Like, Eric gave us such a delicious speech. I was about to say, we are about to go to a commercial break. No, we're not. We have a break for ads. But we are going to take a delicious little break. And when we return, we have two games left. And we will see who takes it all.
Question. If we win the third game, do we default win?
do we default win?
No. No. That's not how it works.
I'm just saying, if it's best out of four,
we're not getting mercy wins here. This isn't fucking soccer.
I'm just saying. Okay. Cut to break.
Come back.
We're going to take a quick 2-second break. After a word from our sponsors, we'll be right the fuck back. Peace out. Bye.
All right, and we have returned. We have returned to the highest stakes game we have ever played on this show. I hope you guys listening at home are also doing the math in your heads because you guys are also psychotic shoppers who can't escape the need to be at the mall. And we do have another game for all of you. Game 3 called More or Less. Let me paint you a picture, bitches. It's 2005. Smoking cigarettes is still cool. And some of us are still shopping at Abercrombie, Aeropostale, and American Eagle. And now, you get to take your little preteen self shopping. This is basically like a Back to the Future type thing. You know what I mean? Just
cute.
To get more specific. Great.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We are going to give you guys a series of items that you are able to purchase. And we are going to give you an incorrect price for that item. You have to tell us whether the real price is more or less than the price we gave you. We have 4 items. We will rotate back and forth between teams. It's a little bit of a speed round. It's just more or less. Remember, the stakes could not be higher. So don't fuck up. Simply put, you can get some points back right here.
Christy, we've really been on a roll. It cannot go down now.
All right.
I hope they jinx now. We're gonna pull it together.
Austin still looking at you stresses me out.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah. It's like, you're terrified. Again, I need you to pull it together. Pull it together.
Fear. All right.
I think it's helping me.
No, I think it's good for you too. you're welcome. All right, Team Coco, we are starting with item combination. Or what? We're starting with item number 1, please. I got excited. All right.
Whoa.
An Abercrombie mini dress for $50. Is it more or less than that cost?
My gut says more.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so confused for a second.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait.
We
sorry,
gave you the wrong price for that Abercrombie mini dress.
No,
it's the real dress.
So, these are prices that are current, right? These are not like prices from our childhood.
Yes, these are prices current today.
So I'm hearing about like nostalgia, and I got confused.
The scenario
inflation included.
I had the same thought, and I was like,
okay,
"Did they go back in time?"
Okay, amazing. I'm glad.
You know, guys, my screenplay writing degree didn't really work out here. Obviously, I needed a second edit. Like, it's really you're taking your teenage self and bringing them to 2022, but like, no one's made that.
The prices are 2022. All right, then I'm firmly in. Okay, Abercrombie has totally rebranded, and their prices are the same as like Zara and stuff now. So like $50 for like a mini dress. That's gonna be, I
think
feel like
it's gonna be like 60.
Yeah, I feel like it's less.
No,
I mean,
more.
Well, no, wait. I mean, the dress is less than the real price, so more.
Okay, that was super confusing logic, but I agree with what you're saying.
I think we're on the same page.
Same page. So it's more.
It's more.
All right,
Courtney.
And the final answer is more. Another point for Team Coco.
Another point for Team Coco. Congratulations, Team Eric. Let's fucking do this. Okay, so
yes,
so far
your item, guys. Is it? Are?
Okay, your item. Eric, I'm rubbing off on you. I'm rubbing off on you.
This one's hard because it's like the item.
No, it's definitely your item. Are is.
American Eagle jeans? But it is jean. How do I
say no, that?
What
so
is the plural of jean?
They are. It's jean. The American Eagle jean. $35 is the real price. More or less?
I'm gonna go more because I think they're like $59.
Okay, I'm gonna make you take the lead because I didn't grow up here.
Great.
So I wasn't a teenager in this country up in here. So I'm gonna make you take the lead.
American Eagle jeans. I think they're gonna be more because I used to spend too much and my butt would not fit in them. So
are you locking your answer?
Good for you.
I'm gonna lock in and I'm more.
All right. The correct answer for this American Eagle jean was more. Congratulations. You have a point on the board, Team Eric.
We go.
Okay. Pressure.
That's great.
Oh my god, I'm just shaking, sweating now.
Good job, girl.
Oh, I fully applied deodorant during the break.
All right. Item number three, Team Coco. Aeropostale underwear, $15. More
this for
less.
A pack?
Hmm? Yeah.
Or for a single
that was my
underwear.
Next question. Yeah.
Single.
Christy, yes. Single? Less.
Less. A pack of five is
less.
Like $25.
Yes, done. Less.
Right.
Do they sell Aeropostale single underwear?
They do. You can buy the little sets. Mm-hmm. Or like they have
is
like
this
the
a set
round,
or is it single?
It's single, but you can have the this little is, round table and you can just take
a
one.
A single is literally $7 holding its own. It's less.
I recently went in and I was like jokingly going into Aeropostale and then I like almost spent $50 on cute underwear.
They have great underwear in
it's
there.
It's great.
It's so good.
Anyway.
All right, and the final answer is another point for Team Coco. Less. Shake
I'm
that
like,
egg.
There's absolutely no way.
Team
no
Eric, way. Team Eric, let's rack up.
Allison, I really
as
like
well.
That you tried to like scare us though.
Yeah. Well, that was no. I was just buying so much. That's the problem.
You just needed.
She was buying double. She was buying that addition, that extra
she
size.
She was buying a million pairs.
All different sizes.
Good for a month.
Okay, Team Eric, item number four in this list. Why does this keep happening to me? The item four is an Abercrombie jean.
Jeans?
For $120. $120. Jeans. Abercrombie, $120.
More or less?
What jeans are $120?
More or less?
I think less, but what do you think? I didn't really shop at Abercrombie.
I think it's going to have to be... I haven't bought a fast fashion like pair of pants, and it's like more than $100.
Okay, because I feel like Paige is $130, so I'm going to go a little less. I'm feeling like they're probably, they could be $90, but I'm going to go less. Let's go
are
less. Final answer.
Less
for sure.
Final yep. answer? The correct answer is less. Congratulations,
the correct answer is less.
Team Eric.
Allison, your teenage okay. self spoke to you. The jeans now. Are actually around $98.
Wow,
that is crazy.
Ridiculous.
I know.
Insane. I would thrive so with good. The teenage stuff.
Those are the ones you steal.
Exactly. Those are the absolute ones that you
just
steal.
Just saying.
Those are the ones that you steal. All right.
Game four, you guys. Last game to really prove yourself.
Wait, did we win
here.
Game three?
You tied game three.
So okay, I feel like technically we're in the lead. Though.
You're
like,
in the lead. Team Coco, or Team Eric could come back. They're not going to. But cool. In theory.
Back. There's one game left.
We'll see.
Sudden death.
Come back.
Sudden death. Sudden death. My team is insane. Uh-huh. I love this energy. All right.
Okay.
I'm scared.
The energy of winners.
Well, well, well. The holidays are approaching, and we have decided to finally get along with our mothers for the weekend. Yeah, Mama got you a gift card to her favorite store. We don't need to talk about it. And you can only spend the exact amount on the card. Nothing more, nothing less. We are going to give you guys four items and a bullseye price, which is the price of one of those four items. In order to win this challenge, you need to select the one item that actually cost the bullseye price. Does this make sense?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bullseye price number one is $20. Behind door number one, okay, we have one, an underwire bikini top from Target. Two, an underwire bikini top from Kohl's. C or three, what was I saying? Bikini.
Having a stroke.
But I truly am. Today's a rough day. Bikini bottoms. Woo! From Macy's.
SpongeBob.
And four, sorry, Nordstrom bikini bottoms.
Okay, so underwire. Yeah. So underwire from Target, underwire from Kohl's, bottoms from Macy's, bottoms from Nordstrom.
And the
yeah. Tops are always okay. More expensive.
And the and yes. The price?
And the price is $20.
For? $20. Mm-hmm. Okay, I go to Target a lot.
Yeah. If we don't have Kohl's cash, I feel like Kohl's is going to be more expensive. Because Kohl's is expensive without the discounts, with the Kohl's cash. That's how they get you.
Oh?
But I'm trying to decide.
I've never heard Target, of Kohl's cash.
Target, like, normal, just, like, Kohl's bikinis. Cash. Are like yeah. 10 to 15. Underwire yeah. is like yes. 17 up.
That's what I was
thinking. Because like I buy all my bathing range. Suits from Target yes. every summer. Yeah. And when we went to Costa Rica, that's where I got all of them. Done, it's Target.
Okay, I think it's Target because the bottoms are gonna be less expensive.
Yes.
But Macy's gonna be more expensive because, and Nordstrom, I feel like Nordstrom Macy's bottoms are gonna be like $40 plus.
Yeah. Because okay. it'll be like some designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking about the Kohl's cash. That's
blind confidence. Christy, I need the blind confidence. Target. I'm gonna go, okay. I'm like, I feel very strong about it.
Okay, I trust you. I trust you.
I go there a lot.
Underwire. Okay, blind confidence Target. Blind confidence Target.
Okay. I'm gonna throw up. I'm literally gonna throw
okay,
up.
Okay, blind, we have not lost yet.
You're locked in.
I'm locked okay, in. I'm locked in. I'm confident okay. in this.
I'm good. Go.
All right.
Go do it.
And the answer.
Eric looks pissed, so I'm happy.
Oh no, we've been problem solving over here.
The delivery.
And I'm trying to keep a straight face.
The Target. Final answer is Target.
Yes! You were right. I was pissed. You were right. I was pissed.
Because my team was amazing. All right.
Yes, I was mad.
If it makes you feel better, I was gonna pick Target.
Allison, I believe in you. Look, I believe. I love everybody on Team Eric. The competition has to come out though, so I need you to
oh
lose.
My God.
But I okay. do, right. in I other aspects this. Of life, believe in you. All right,
okay.
Team Eric, Team you guys have one more shot at survival.
That's right.
Here it is. Your bullseye cost is $55. All right, $55. You guys can get the Zara cream hat, the Shein open black halter top, the Fashion Nova chain link mesh skirt, or the PacSun one piece.
Okay, definitely not the Zara cream hat because I have that.
Yeah.
And definitely not the Shein is going to not be $55.
What are the other options?
Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova, which I've never done, and
PacSun.
A PacSun one piece.
Fashion Nova, what was the
Fashion Nova chain link mesh skirt.
Chain link mesh skirt. What's the other one?
Paxson One Piece.
One piece of what?
It's like
a clothing
bathing suit. Wait, bathing suit? Oh, no, just a top. Not a bathing suit.
It's like a leotard. Like one of those, like,
one piece of what?
Oh.
Of what?
Like a bodysuit-ish? I don't know what a Paxson is.
Paxson.
If it makes you feel any better, Allison, I'm not confident for you guys.
This one's. Can I argue that they had
this
a
blend confidence?
This is hard.
Okay, no, yeah. It's not a strategy.
Fashion Nova, I've never shopped from, question. And I don't know. And I don't know if it's more Shein vibes or if it's more urban vibes. Because if it's more urban vibes, it's gonna be like a $48 skirt, and that's gonna be the closest to $55. But if not, I'm gonna go with Paxson bodysuit. But that's probably gonna be like $40. No.
Is Paxson expensive? Like as a store-ish?
They're probably like
is
American
it teenager affordable?
They're like American Eagle, maybe a little more.
I don't know. What's her face? Emma Chamberlain has a line with Paxson. I don't know why I'm helping you.
Maybe we should.
They're like, we just feel bad.
How much is a one piece up, like normally?
A one piece normally can be like $20 on like. Like a $20 one piece for Forever 21, but Paxson.
15 seconds, Team Eric. Wait,
I think Fashion Nova, if it's like Pretty Little Thing, we should do that, but I don't know what it is. So
I do think it's Fashion Nova because it has like chains and shit and like mesh and shit and like it's a skirt. And I don't know if it's like a flowy
chain
skirt or like
mesh
a fit
dollar
skirt.
Sign.
Chain mesh.
No, I think it's like, you know what? I'm going to commit to your confidence in that. Hell yeah, Fashion Nova. Which even no one knows Fashion Nova.
It's big, right?
If we're gonna lose, we're gonna go out
Nova
losing
with the
really
Better
bad.
Business Bureau.
Okay.
All right, you guys are locking in Fashion
are we
Nova.
Locked?
I'm popping a vein. Okay, let's go.
I just want to say that the final answer is Fashion Nova, and the way Team Eric, the way you guys pulled that through was honestly stunning. That was impressive.
Very
impressive.
Very
I thought it was
proud.
You guys should be proud.
Wait, these are my people.
Wait, but how much was the bodysuit?
The bodysuit was $50. It was close. It was so close.
It was close.
But
this is a hard one.
Wow.
You were very,
hard.
Very close.
Yeah,
that was hard.
That was
amazing.
Hard.
I would have said Paxson. I would have said Paxson.
Wow.
You didn't have
that was all you.
Paxson is.
Wow.
Okay, y'all.
Yeah, good job, girl.
You guys, everyone, that was the last question of the game. Everyone
so we
did
won.
Such an amazing job. Unfortunately, Team Eric did not pull it off this time. And
we broke
did,
his streak.
I'm so sad for you.
Shut the fuck
so
up,
sad.
You whore. Whatever, we'll be back. You've had a terrible season, and this
I
is
really
just
have.
One
I
feel like
I'm a sore loser.
Okay, this is where you this is where you come back.
This is where I come
this
back.
Is how you bring it
around. Not losing it.
No,
in
I think she's
like
had a terrible season because me and Sarah have not been on the season.
Yeah,
so
no, I
no,
also
exactly.
agree.
Exactly.
This is your season arc, baby.
Yes, it is. Sure. This is the midpoint.
I mean, we
in
lost
because
of math.
I know we.
I
don't
truly
know what
believe
it's like to
gays
win.
Don't do math.
Yeah, it's true. Math is because math is. This is what fucks us up. Team America is not about the math. We're about competition and heart and soul and
right.
integrity.
We're about
and
intelligence materials on
intelligence.
The length of the dresses, the faux or fox.
Yeah.
Fox.
Yeah,
the
Fox
actually
should have
Fox.
Disqualified your whole
Fox.
Team.
Fox.
The winners are just like, mm-hmm, yeah.
As I said, that Team Coco is about intelligence. Yeah.
This was amazing. This was awesome. It's incredible. I learned a ton about fashion. I hope all of our listeners learned a ton about what they can't afford and what they can afford. We're all.
And if you can't afford it, steal it.
If you can't afford
hell
it,
hell yeah,
fucking
girl!
Steal it. Moral of this episode: none of these things cost any fucking dollars with a five-finger discount. before we let you guys go, we want to give you a chance to remind our audience who the fuck you are. We'll give you a chance to say your name and your socials, and also if you're working on anything, give you a chance to plug your projects because we know you're all wonderful and amazing and talented and fantastic. So I guess we can start with the winning team.
Yeah.
Coco, sure, whatever the fuck.
If you guys, you don't have to, but if there's something you guys want to plug.
Yeah.
You want followers, if you want Venmos.
I don't want, oh, Venmos? At Sarah-1548.
Supply her shopping money addiction.
So that I can go shopping.
Genius.
Hell yeah.
There we go. Christy.
Hello, I'm at Christy_Moyle on Instagram. And I currently don't have any projects because I decided that acting was a flop. So
yes, bitch. Yes. Canceled.
It's canceled.
You deserve a drink.
I decided acting was canceled. And so now I work a corporate job. So
yes, hell she yeah. does. And she's got yes. money yes. to pay those dowry. Shopping bills.
She said not stability. She stability. Team Eric, yeah, your names and your
He's disgusted. He has disowned us.
Eric is disgusted with you guys.
I heard Eric drops his friends who lose on this game.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Your names.
Who you are. And
who are you again?
And Eddie, like,
he was like, who are you?
I guess whatever you want to plug. Go ahead.
And I'll talk to losers.
I'm Allison. We're the worst. I think I'm the problem. And my Instagram is @AllisonMoses. If you want to find me, I constantly lose this game.
Got it.
I'm just blogging. Please invite
Your
me back.
Your neighbor is the problem.
You know what? Bad energy.
Hi, my name is Serville. If you want to follow me, follow my drag account. It's Ayana Shaw. It's like Ariana without the R and show, but like instead of an O, it's an A. So Ayana Shaw. couple shows in LA this month. But if you do follow me, you'll see which shows they are. So thank you.
Perfect.
Could not slay more on that Instagram. Absolute. gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
I'm going to find you all.
Yeah.
If you want to follow us, you can follow us at Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. You can follow or subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on, Apple, Spotify, CastBox, whatever. You can find me at Courtney Bell, Courtney with a K and Bell with four L's. And you can follow Eric at...
And you can follow me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Thank you all so much. This was fucking awesome. So much fun. I'm having a great time.
You right sound now. So sad.
I've never
wow.
seen him so dejected.
I'm so happy about we how this went. No, really, this is fucking awesome. The highest stakes game we've ever fucking played.
So
and
great.
We cannot wait to play another one next fucking week. So for everyone listening, we will see you next Tuesday. And for all of our guests, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Yeah.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast network.